2019.
Hayes, you're breaking up. You're breaking up real bad, Hayes.
All right.
We're only hearing about every third word.
Yeah. Welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Hi, everybody. Well, Don in Northern Ohio.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
So what does the stem cell package do?
Patch.
They make your stem cells active.
Ooh.
So it makes
What's
you
the website?
More energy. LifeWave.com/Carl, C-A-R-L-E, 9.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. If you sign up for $25, you get a big discount.
Okay.
That was LifeWave, L-I-F-E?
No, L-I-F-E, wave.com/Carl E9.
Nine is in number 9, right? You're breaking up really bad, Hayes. Ever since the radio got hooked up to us, we're hearing about every third word.
Need to get on the landline. Hello, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hi, Chris.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Hey there.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Muted.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
I win.
Hey, Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Good to have you.
Janine, Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry.
Terry.
Hi.
Hey, Terry.
It's Hayes on the line.
Well, he was, but he's breaking up real bad, so maybe you have to call back in or something.
Okay.
We're talking about every third word.
Yeah, everybody sounds good except Wynn. Everybody sounds good except
Wynn,
you sound good. Hayes?
Okay, I'm going to hang up right again.
Yeah, it's Hayes that needs to hang
up. Wiggin' out. Got landline?
Is Terry on the line?
Terry is here.
Hi. I'm here.
Hi there.
BBS is here, too.
Hi.
Is this better?
Yeah. Much better.
Much better.
It's all right. Better. All right. Thank you.
Like the old days.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but it was very serious.
Yeah.
Is Paul on the line?
I have not heard of Paul.
I don't think he'll make it. I don't know. I gave him the number, but I didn't give him the new number, so I don't know if he'll be able to do the new number to find it and do it.
We did have another person join in. Welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Hey, Roger. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Roger. Hi, everybody.
Roger, Roger.
Welcome.
Unmuted.
Wynn dropped out. Might be calling Paul. And I welcome everyone on BBS Radio. If you're listening to this, thank you for being here. We will be taking off in just a moment. With a Wednesday call, if you have questions, we have answers. We have our wonderful friend Terry Brown in Sedona here with us, who does an amazing job bringing this channeling material forward to us. if you want to ask a question, you can submit the question per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And Wynn will go through the questions and pick out possibly your question.
All right, who's making all that quiet?
That quiet noise?
Who makes quiet?
The sound of silence. Last night there was a thunderstorm in Chico, like really flooding the city. It was like cars stalled in the middle of the street and underwater. Like the water got too high, so
wow.
The cars couldn't run anymore.
Oh
they
my
stalled.
Goodness!
Crazy.
Sounds,
yes.
Sounds like Texas.
Oh yeah.
If there's any thunderstorm like that.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. I thank everyone for being here. And as usual, every day we do our whole planet healing call at 7 p.m. Pacific, which means it will be right after this call. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. It's only per conference call that you can participate. And I will give the phone number. It is 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513#. And Wynn, I welcome you back.
Well, thank you. Okay. I think we can start.
All right, I will mute the phone line.
Muted. This conference is being recorded.
This is April 3rd, 2019, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody, everywhere. And this is our Wednesday night call from 6 to 7, where people submit questions. And then we do what's called the channeling, where an intelligence speaks through Terry and answers the questions. Now, who is the intelligence? We have been doing this for years now, and they identify themselves as a combination of two major group souls that you could say are the oversouls for our planet. They have sometimes in history been interpreted as God, but they do not identify themselves as God to us. They do say they're at a higher dimension. After doing this for a number of years and being quite skeptical for the first few, I have come to the conclusion they are who they say they are. But I tell people everyone should come to the conclusion through their own discernment, through paying attention. There's a couple of things about this contact that is unusual. Aside from the wisdom they have, aside from the ability to talk about past epochs in the universe and things that have happened that have created the present. They also have the ability to send energy into this realm in a way that makes people feel expanded, uplifted, and even loved. It's all subtle, but when I do live talks, the room fills with energy and people walk out saying they saw auras in the room. So everyone is having their own experience. And if you're new, sometimes it takes a bit of time to assimilate it in a way that you can have the most highest experience. Well, one thing is to ask questions on Wednesdays, particularly about your own personal dilemmas, and see how you like their answers. I can say they don't take your power. They don't tell you what to do. They don't take control of your life. They give you insight and have you make your own decisions. It's up to each person to make their own decisions. And you are a sovereign being that's evolving in the universe. And anyone that makes decisions for you might be robbing you of your own growth, if that makes sense, okay? So, you can't depend on anyone to, how can I say it, make decisions for you for all your lifetimes to come. And the best teacher is a teacher that teaches you how to make decisions, how to use your discernment. And that is how I experience them. And on that note, if you want to ask a question right now, if you send an email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com, questions@intelligent-infinity.com, I will get it, and I will look at that before the call is over. And if we have time, I'll add your question. And, you know, truthfully, if these guys are who they say they are, and I have watched many people's response to their affiliation with this, and it's created totally life-changing circumstances, and it's worth a shot to see if it resonates for you. So that's questions@intelligent-infinity.com, intelligent-infinity, if you're not sure what a dash is. And Terry, you're here. Let's hear your voice.
I'm here.
So stay close to the mic, and we do a little invocation for protection, and then we'll ask the questions for today. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the Lodi of the One Infinite Creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you this third day of April 2019. which is a Wednesday night Pacific time in the United States. We reach out to the people of the Orient, and we remember the man from Japan that came on our call, and next from Perth, and Sylvia from England, and all of the people in the United States. We take a moment and we orient to the United States at this time. And we look in on the energies of Qigong and we extend greetings to each person who is experiencing all the rain and that it can moderate itself. We take a moment and we look in on each and every person on the line, each and every person. We leave a trail for each and every person who will read a transcript in the future or listen to the call. If we ever see anything that does not make sense or resonate with you, then disregard it as it does not apply to you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yeah. Start off with Jim Lehat, okay?
Yes.
In Medford, New Jersey?
Yes.
My question concerns the relationship between a mother and a child when she conceives. Is an energetic compatibility between the two literally a requirement? My understanding of an individual soul recognizes potentially vast differences from one to another to another. For example, my current query considers how advanced one's soul is or is not, and how awakened to truth one may or may not be with any particular lifetime. I also recognize how easily any of us can become closed off to our true self due to the conditioning of life that takes place during an incarnation. If a mother has closed herself off, even subsequently, from certain vibratory energy potentials available to her, could it prevent conception of a soul desiring an incarnation with her? Could it facilitate the necessity of a miscarriage to protect the mother? Okay, there are a few questions there. Let me go to the first one. Is energetic compatibility between a mother and a child a requirement for a child to be incarnate within a certain family?
We look through the range of human emotion and human vibration range, and we see that in general there is a synergy that is generally present with each individual who chooses a soul to be their mother. The compatibility may not be complete, but there is a synergy between the two, and it creates the newborn soul to merge with the mother and to hold the space. And
I want to insert one question. Is this more with the mother than the father?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
It is more with the mother than the father. So sometimes the soul that is incoming does not merge with the baby body right at first, but can find the baby body way too small to merge with, and then will generally stay surrounding the mother and close to the mother, and can have great compassion for and love for the mother.
Adding another question to this, I've heard Terry talk sometimes about souls that go and hang out in hospitals looking for a new body to come into. In that particular case, it doesn't mean that the soul had a past life relationship with who they would choose, but they would look at the person and look for energetic resonance?
If the baby had been born, just newly born, the person incoming can then choose that body. Sometimes, if they were desperate for a new body, they may simply choose the run-of-the-mill, whatever came up, and attempt to occupy or surround that newborn baby, and then to, over time, to establish a connection and begin to experience life as that child.
Thank you. And in my case, I was told that I incarnated in Philadelphia with because my father had been me in another life, and he owed me a life, something to that extent. Is that somewhat common?
Yes, it is. When an individual experiencing cut off or the separation energy of another, of the person taking away the life of the person's body, that there tends to be energetic synergy of some sort between the person and the person that has done them in. There tends to be a welding of energy, a shock where the person dying centers their energy and focus upon the energy of the person that may be doing them in. It is attention given to the act, to what is happening, and to the cause of the action, and it creates a fixation upon the energy or of the being that has done that in, and they tend to keep with that and refocus on that.
How about a situation where a person might kill someone in self-defense? Does that create the same kind of potential?
Yes. because this is a shock to the body, as the blow is struck or the wound is rendered, the focus of the person who has been also wounded, of their energy goes to the wound, to the area, to the source of the wounding, and it wraps up their full energy at that time. Their whole focus of the dying person is wrapped up in attempting to focus on what it is that's happening, and the letting go of the body, and who has been involved. So the life then goes on in the other side, that focus, that point in focus and time stays with the individual as if it is happening right then, and a similar circumstance can trigger that focus, that energy, and even the snapshot of the person who has done them in.
Thank you. All right, and Jim Lehoff's last question here. If a mother has closed herself off from certain vibratory energy potentials available to her, could it prevent conception of a soul desiring an incarnation with her? Could it facilitate the necessity of...
Repeat that again, that sentence.
He's saying that if a soul has aligned itself to come in with a certain mother, and the mother has closed herself off from certain vibratory energy potentials available to her, could it prevent conception of a soul desiring an incarnation with her? Could it facilitate the necessity of a miscarriage to protect the mother?
The mother's belief, the mother's desire, could affect the outcome of the pregnancy. Even if she didn't do anything about it, she might limit nutritious food or something inadvertently or subconsciously, which would then perhaps it's rare enough cause a miscarriage. It is possible, but be careful in assigning motivation to an event that happens, because there are so many belief systems and so many factors that it is easy to misassign motivation.
Mm-hmm. Now, the question, I'll just add this one question and we'll move on. If a soul has aligned himself with a certain fetus, and if the fetus is still in the mother, does the soul go into the fetus prior to the birth, or does it come in at the moment of birth?
To some degree, it depends upon the ability of the incoming soul to make themselves smaller or make themselves larger. If they are stuck in a larger energy sphere and do not know the technique of how to roll and move and flow with the energies to make themselves smaller and to see the molecular realm and to move with that, then they can move in to this area of the mother and not know how to merge with the fetus. If they have the ability to make themselves smaller and make themselves bigger, then they can with ease move in to the fetus and track with the incoming body.
Thank you very much. Let's move to the next question. And it is, this is from Don Herman. In a recent channeling, Terry said the body acted as a type of prism. Is this why the chakras are divided into the colors of the spectrum? What is the significance of this?
The significance of the breaking down of the energies in the chakras into the color spectrum aligns the body. It's not only the colors that align, it is the tones of the scale that the chakras resonate with. We look A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, the H. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then A. We see that the color has a purpose. The foundation chakra is red. Red attracts and resonates with energies to do with the earth, the nutrients in the soil, with the energy of the blood, which is a providing of a housing for the body, which allows one, when they are connected with it, to move into the aspects of home and security and building and the energies to grow and complete the other energy aspects of the body. Then there is the next chakra, which has to do with sex and the next one, which has to do with power, and it goes through orange and yellow and then green to do with the heart. And these frequencies, vibrancies, that color then brings to the heart the energy that the heart is operates on optimally. The chakra in the throat brings the color blue, which is an optimum energy vibration for the throat. The indigo is to do with the higher chakras, and it starts to bring in lighter colors and higher vibrations. It helps the body to orient itself for proper operation of each of the moving energies in each of the chakras. And when they are perfectly aligned, then the person has control over his environment to the most optimum degree.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Claire in Sedona. How do I move into full release of energetics that has designed my life without extreme reaction? I think she's saying there, and you can take her question, and you may understand exactly what she means, but I think she's saying is she has energetic potentials in her that when she starts to manifest them, her life goes into reactions, which are negative. I think that's what she means. But you can take her question, or if that seems like a fair translation of her question, then you can take that. And thank you.
Thank you. You need balance between the energies. As times in the past, you have developed to a great height some of your potentials, but the potential of translating energy into your body area to bring in energy and then transmit that energy to others for certain purposes. And you have developed certain abilities that when you let them go, they overbalance some of the other areas of your body. And you're going to find yourself out on a limb, so to say, by overreacting in your environment, which, because of your good development of certain areas, you tend to lean on those areas and let them go, and they can overbalance others in your environment or overbalance other areas of your own psyche. So one of the things to do is to just observe to see if this is true for you. See if this is real. See what you do with the energies when you are reacting, and how developed your energies are when you let them go. Do not make yourself wrong about that. Simply observe and then learn modulation. To modulate them, you might even practice when you are alone to let some of these energies go, and then to modulate them, learn to turn them down, or to change the frequency a little bit up, a little bit down. Learn to work with those frequencies, and don't be scared of them. Or make yourself wrong for it.
Next question. This is from Wynn. And the question is, we know in 3D that people do dishonest and unethical things sometimes. And there are forces that are put together in 3D they're called police. They're called different regulatory forces to create certain enforcement, to create punishment for unethical, dishonest, illegal activities, okay? When you go into the higher dimensions, probably not the highest dimension, but like fourth density, maybe fifth density, are there enforcement agencies to monitor this kind of activity if it takes place?
Yes, there are. And we also say there are natural monitoring agencies because individuals, to some degree, tend to be a monitoring agency because they don't like to be cheated on. They don't like to be stolen from because, say, a material possession is important to them and they rely on it in their daily life, and it is a natural reaction to not want that to be taken away. And so there is a natural curtailing agency there among people that react and tend to stand up for themselves. And if a person is a thief, they can get away with it to a certain degree. There's a code among thieves. And so they have maybe some friendship with their band. But in general, they cannot extend out very far into society because the general public, even in the higher realms, do not like to be tricked and deceived and stolen from it. The higher up in the densities one goes, the more aware one is and can see past the shields and the protection that a thief might put up to hide their true intent. So the higher you go up at the densities, the harder it is to be a criminal.
Thank you. Question from Janine in Salt Lake City. When we were on the call on Whole Planet Healing and it got to the energy dome around our house part, I got it in my head to grab my white sage, light it, and go around my apartment with it. Lynn was saying we could move the energy around and make it a sacred space. And then I swirled it around myself, and when he said bring the energy back to ourselves, the phone call ended. So I got it in my head to go and ask my neighbor if he wanted me to go around his place. So I went around from room to room and around him, and I called in the light for the highest good of all concerned. So I am working on my confidence level, and my question is, could I really help my neighbor, and what does it look like from your perspective? And I am also working on not belittling myself after. I didn't understand why I do that when in my heart, why I do that when in my heart feels different. I always had mind chatter, but it's getting better. Thank you for the insight.
Thank you. Your neighbor is not as advanced as you, so the neighbor would likes your attention from that standpoint, but you are able to perceive to a greater degree the clearing that you are doing, and you are doing the clearing for both apartments. But your neighbor is not able to perceive gave the effect to the degree that you are. So you can congratulate yourself on your perception, but don't put yourself down if your neighbor doesn't see it to the degree you do.
Thank you. Valerie asked a question, and Valerie, I'm going to ask this instead of your other questions. How can I trust myself more to write my book and trust in myself to help heal others via hypnotherapy? You know, Valerie, I got to just tell you, you know, when the work we're doing now, I said, how is this going to help people? And I think for years, I said, this is an experiment. And I still say that sometimes, but I know it's working. If, you know, if you're hesitant about starting out, don't charge people, because then you have to deliver. Then there's an expectation that you'll deliver. Work with them and say, you can make a donation afterwards, and let's see if this helps you. But I don't know, that's what I would say. Can I turn it over to our sources?
Yes, when a person, they start out as a little one, and then they have to learn to trust their ability to walk. They have to learn to trust their ability to carry an object. They go through a period of learning to trust the environment that they are in and how to coordinate with it and work with it. It is the same way when you are working to heal. You are moving into an area of invisible vibration, and you are learning the effect of, projecting healing energy, and it is getting acquainted with the process, getting acquainted with the potential result. So be kind to yourself and simply feel your way and take it step by step and observe to see the results of your work.
Thank you. Last question, perhaps, for tonight is from Edina, which, of course, is formerly known as Edna. And a few weeks ago, I woke up in the morning really upset, and the feeling did not leave me for the whole day. It was a very strong, overwhelming feeling of being really upset. But I could not remember and did not know why. I believe that I wanted to change some variables in the mathematical formula about events involving myself. But some other variables belonging to someone else that is out of my control did not allow me to change it, and I was upset about the outcome of it. It seems like the outcome was against my will. Could the sources comment about what really happened?
We see that this is one of the hazards of sharing space in the third density, in that there are certain factors that are not under your control, but you are controlled by them. Remember that your body is made of molecules, which are not you. The mind has aspects of it which are not you, which do not yield to you as fast as you would like. This is why when someone is into their density, they can think things very fast, but they're putting them into effect does not take place fast. So you are right that this is another that is not yielding to your determination in the way that you would like. And we are in the realm of molecules here and the realm of aspects of the mind that were taken on that are not yours. We are not so much in the realm of other actual people. We are in the realm of aspects that determine the results of the equations, but need to work in synergy with you to have the result that you desire. You have the ability to some degree to see what direction this is coming from. Is it coming from inside, or is it coming from like the core of you, or is it coming from the exterior of you, or is it coming from the next door neighbor, or is it coming from the geology of the area that is trying to move in a way that you may not be aware of? So you have the ability to use your extrasensory perception to locate the mass that is involved with this immovable aspect that you have been unable to move and to get in coordination with you.
Thank you. That's the end of our call tonight. It's 6:57. Thank you.
I submitted a question.
Oh, you submitted a question?
Yeah, I did.
Is that Ramananda?
Yeah.
Oh, you just submitted it just right now, right?
Yeah.
It's too late, though. It's 6:57. You have to submit it next week, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. But, sorry, but we're in 3D, and we're limited by time, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you all for being here. Yeah.
Unmuted.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time.